You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio. This is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You're listening to a series that I call Clyde's Weird Stuff.
Now that's weird.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
smell something weird.
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Yes, welcome back. We're now too. It's me, Ross Hemsworth, with the show they all stay in for on a Friday night now. And all around the world, people listening. It's such a lovely thought, because when I started this show back in September 2005 on another radio station, there was just me, Penny, and the cat listening in, and we used to have to make up emails and things to make out we had listeners. And now, there's all you people tuned in all around the world. Thank you so much for taking part, and please spread the word. It's great to be able to get the truth out there when things are going on in the world, as we've just heard from Pam O'Harris. I think it's so important that message gets out there. Whether you believe it, whether you don't believe it, is obviously completely down to you. But our job is to get it out there so people can hear it, and then you can make your own minds up from there. Now, do go and look at Paolo's website. It's paoloharris.com, P-A-O-L-A-H-A-R-R-I-S, paoloharris.com. And also check out my third guest coming up in hour three as well, abovetopsecret.com. He's Simon Gray. He was the founder of the website, and it's got some amazing topics on there. It's also home to the official Now That's Weird forum as well, so brilliant stuff. Now, my guest in hour two is Nita Grant, standing in ably for Elizabeth, who's not well today. Nita, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Ross, how are you?
I'm good. I understand you just filled yourself up with pizza before you came on air.
I have. I've just quite literally walked back through the door, so excuse me, I'm a little bit hard to move at the moment.
You've overfilled, have you?
Yes, too many unlimited ice cream chips, I'm afraid to say.
As you do. Right, I'm going to start off this hour, actually, before we get into the paranormal and other things we're going to be talking about. Stars. Our astrologer here on Glastonbury Radio is Lone Bang White Star, and you can find her website at whitestarastrology.com. I think it's .com, or is it .co.uk? I think it's .com, but I will check that out for you, make sure I've got that right in a moment. It's whitestarastrology.co.uk. So that's whitestarastrology.co.uk. Now, we'll start off with a couple of these, and then if you want your stars for May read out on the show, all you need to do is email me studio@glastonburyradio.net. I'm going to start with Taurus. Taurus, if you're not the one experiencing a Beltane romance, then I don't know who would be, as your ruler Venus is in harmony with romantic and dreamy Neptune. But of course, you can also use the beneficial energies of the day for furthering your creative career in business or finding new ways of making your money. Only don't be so creative that you gamble it all away. Or do both. The sun will shine on you and the moon is full on the second, so all the ingredients are ready for a roller coaster of a time. You will feel more able to talk and express yourself from the 8th of May, and you will allow people insight into your mind and heart, whereby you may offer some teachings or attract a benefactor to you who may surprise you with their deep-seated advice. Gemini, need for work and money is in conflict with your need for listening to your inner side, which is bubbling with inspiration. Go with it as far as possible, because it is your truth. Travelling dreams seem to remain just that, dreams for the moment. You must focus on putting creative inspiration into your career, and you may find surprises and a step forward. Mid-month, your ruler goes on its own sign, so you are in your own energy, which also makes you impatient to move on, especially if there's a partner waiting at the other end. But the world does not travel with the same speed as you. However, you will move it until it does. There could finally be some reality in those travelling plans. And just one more I'm going to read now, and that's my own, Cancer. The full moon involves lots of people and activities, and you will have to run quite fast to get it all in. You might find it all a bit too much, but then maybe you have involved yourself with too many groups and projects and need to cut down a bit and take every single activity more seriously. You want to talk to everybody, and you can. Just take it steady and one at a time, and you may move in on your understanding of things, as some people will give you new ideas of the world. The end of the month marks a more quiet period for you, and you need to rest after all the events of the past weeks. I'll tell you what, that is so true. My God, I've had a busy few weeks. But hey, all good fun. Nita.
Hello.
What do you think of these star signs? Do you think there's anything in them?
Actually, it's really interesting listening to you go through them, because I've done a couple of card readings in the past week, both for Taurians, and they are obsessed with love at the moment. What's going on? I think it must be spring fever or something. when you're reading it out, I had a quiet little laugh to myself with that one.
Very weird. These Taurians, you've got to watch them, you know.
Oh, I know. They're horny devils, aren't they?
They are indeed. I live with one.
Oh, yeah, of course you would, don't you?
It's her birthday on Sunday, so I want everybody to email in and say happy birthday, Mrs. Email, because it's her
birthday. How is Lady P? Is she feeling better today?
She's still a bit poorly, but she doesn't want me to say too much on air, so I'll tell you off air about that, Nita, because she's still struggling.
Oh, And that last one, cancer, for you, yes. Oh, how many balls in the air? Yes, that sounds just like you as well, actually.
I do tend to juggle a little, don't I?
You do tend to, you get bored very easily, I think, don't you? You like to have a little bit on your plate.
I always try and fit 25 into every 24 hours. I don't know why. I always do. Right, let's get on to the paranormal. You were telling me earlier you've got a haunted computer. Now, tell me about this, because I'm intrigued.
It was a fascinating news story that a friend in Japan has sent me over. And it's about a haunted computer. And they've actually got EVPs of this computer talking, okay,
mm-hmm.
when it's been switched off at the wall.
That's amazing. Now, I've heard about people having things typed on their computer. If you put, like, a blank Word page up and just leave it and ask Spirit to do something, they'll actually type on your computer. Does that happen on this one as well?
No, this talks to you directly. It's a fascinating story behind it. I mean, the Japanese and sort of a lot of these Eastern cultures have a totally different take on paranormal to us anyway. But this one, they believe it's haunted by a girl called Alicia, or something. I can't really say her name very well. And she was the daughter of the shop owner, the computer shop owner, where he bought this haunted computer from, who was killed a couple of days before this bloke bought the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's her that's haunting this computer.
Well, that's amazing. Now, has any of my listeners had any of these similar types of occurrences with computers? Have you had anything weird happen with your PC? Let me know now, studio@glastonburyradio.net. Got a couple of quick emails in I want to do just before I come back to you, Anita, so let's just quickly deal with these. One says, hi, Ross, still can't access your website, but I can see the information on glastonburyradio.net, so maybe we can direct people there for now. Yeah, there have been a few problems, but we have updated now. That's weird.co.uk now, so it should be fine, but obviously you can listen through Glastonbury Radio. They also go on to say, I've heard about the aliens in water around Puerto Rico, where it was reported that UFOs use the water for some purpose. Have any of your listeners heard about it? Good show so far with Paler, and I look forward to the rest. And that's from, I don't know who that's from, actually. It's an anonymous writer. It's come through the website, so I'm not sure who it's from, but thank you for that. Also one here from Graham Robinson, just said, enjoying the show. Try and have a look at this, as I've made it as controversial as possible, and I can't actually access what it is you've attached there, Graham, so I'll have to try and have a look later. One from Michael in Somerset. He says, great show, Ross, really enjoyable. Pahela Harris, say hello to her for me. Very interesting. Sounds as though she's in the UK. Nope, she was actually ringing us from Rome. Another great Glastonbury Radio programme, he says. It just gets better all the time. I agree, it's interdimensional portals, really the Bermuda Triangle, and perhaps the same for the North and South Polar regions. Keep up these alternative programmes that you can't get on normal terrestrial radio. They're basically scared to put anything on that's different to the negative news they propagate. My friend Alan Gray sends his regards all the way from Egypt, where he's listening to you now. Best regards, Michael in Somerset. Thank you for that, Michael. Much appreciated. You see, Nita, listeners all over the world.
It's amazing how this one subject really does stretch globally, and how when you look at things, so much of our folklores are commonplace in every culture, just with slightly different names, you know. Almost every culture has things about mermaids or fairies and sprites and stuff like that. It's amazing, really, how we all grew up separately and we've all got the same story to tell.
It is. It's true. Let's just get back to this computer for a moment, because I had an email come in here from Angela. Angela is in Milton Keynes, and she says, hi, Ross. I was intrigued by this computer thing that your guest is talking about. I've had a computer that sometimes writes things on its own. Could this also be haunted? What do you reckon, Nita?
There's only one way to find out. With anything like this, and we've done it in investigations, you have to take out the fact of a random chance. So the best way to do it is to prove signs of intelligence. Intelligence isn't random. So if you leave your computer on and go away and type it a question, you know, just something like, what is your name? Are you a girl or a boy? Something like that. Give it really simple questions and see if it answers you back with some kind of logic. If it does, well, something's trying to communicate with you. Either the computer is haunted or there's something in your atmosphere that is trying to communicate.
Definitely. Well, we need to take a break. If you want to talk about this or any other subject of the paranormal with Nita and I in the second hour of the programme this evening, get in contact with us now, studio@glastonburyradio.net. And also, if you want your stars read out, Lone Bang White Star, the astrologer in Glastonbury, has done the charts for May, and she's given us all of the star readings. So if you want your star sign read out on the programme, get through to us right now. It's studio@glastonburyradio.net. We'll be back right after these words.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Cale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
The Crystal Sound Academy presents the International Crystal Sound Conference 2007 on the 17th, 18th and 19th of August at the Town Hall in Glastonbury in England. Experience the sacred union of crystals and sound at an exciting and unique event. Some of the guest speakers include Melody, Queen of the Crystals, Robert Simmons, founder of Heaven and Earth and author of Book of Stones, Hazel Raven, Sheila Chandra and Don Campbell. Conference tickets are available now and an early bird offer of just £240 per person is available if booked before the 30th of April 2007. Find out more at the website crystalsoundacademy.com, brought to you in conjunction with Tim Wheater and Stone Age in Glastonbury.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Live from the legendary Isle of Avalon, this is Glastonbury Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Hour 2. It's Now That's Weird. A very good first hour with Paola Harris in Rome, live from Rome. Fantastic. If you missed any of that, make sure you tune into one of the repeats of the show. It goes out again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and again on Wednesday night from 9 till midnight. Do not miss it. Some incredible stuff there with evidence of alien bases here on Earth. Well, I must admit, I would have been sceptic if I hadn't have seen the evidence that Paola showed on DVD and video when she did her talk at the Probe Conference in Blackpool. Quite amazing. I was convinced there's something to it. Up to you what you think, but certainly have a look at the website, PaolaHarris.com. That's P-A-O-L-A, Harris.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Now, with me in Hour 2 is Nita Grant. We've been talking in the first part of Hour 2 about a haunted computer. Now, just before I go back to Nita, I want to tell you about something that happened to me very similar to this a few years ago when I was living in Devon. I called Penny into the room. I said, look at this. This is really, really weird. I was nowhere near the keyboard, but words were being typed on screen. They weren't making any sense. It was like random chaotic data, as we call it when we're doing scientific investigation. And we couldn't make out why this was typing because I wasn't touching the keyboard at all. And what it turned out to be was that there was a voice activation program that had been loaded on software onto the computer when it was sold to me, and I'd never used it, I didn't know it was on there, and it was picking up my voice, but because it hadn't been set up, it couldn't actually identify any of the words, so it was just basically reacting to any noise it heard and typing letters and words to go in there. Nita, that couldn't explain what's been happening on yours, is it?
That is fantastic. It's not actually on my own personal computer. Now I hasten to
add. Oh, right, okay.
It's not my haunted computer. The computer is in Japan. I believe you can access the story from the Menachi News. I'd recommend you hunt it out. But this computer, it is really strange what is going on with it, and it's one of the rare cases I do think that you've got a full entity actually haunting an electrical item. The story was the girl was killed a couple of days before this bloke went and brought this computer from her father and got it home, and at first everything was fine, and then he started getting woken up at night from a girl crying, and he lived on his own, you know, typical bachelor, got up, walked around his flat, couldn't hear anyone, you know, couldn't see no one, went back to bed, get woken up again by a girl crying. He thought it was might have been one of his neighbours, and that kept writing it off. Then he kept getting emails come through, and they had no from sender. They were just like blank and no tags, no headers as to anywhere they've come through. And, you know, basically saying along the lines of, sad I am, I wish I wasn't here. And, you know, he's thought, you know, it's really strange and random. It's not like your typical spam that you get. Then one day he was recording on his video. He was recording his friends all over, you know, larking around. And the girl crying come out on the audio. And that's when I started to think, you know, hold on, there was something a little bit more strange going on. And then he was they went on holiday, come back, loaded all his photos onto the computer, and there was this photo on there of this girl. And it wasn't a girl that he recognised, and, you know, no one else did. And then someone, well, I think it was one of the neighbours or something, had said, oh, that's like Mina Norkey's daughter, who owns a computer shop. So he took the photo to the computer shop and said, oh, you know, this was on my computer. I think you might have, you know, left it on there. I thought it was new. And he goes, no, my daughter's dead. And it's just carried on from there.
Amazing stuff.
It's a story, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I'd like to know if any of my listeners watched a programme that was on TV this week called Lifeline. Nita, did you see that?
I didn't, no.
It was on over two parts this week, and I think it was Tuesday night and Thursday night, two one-hour specials. And it was about a voicemail system where you communicate with the dead. And people were going out giving out business cards to people that had lost somebody and saying basically if you dial this number, you can actually hear your loved ones talking to you through what appeared to be some sort of internet phone service. And it just sort of sprung to mind that, you know, a lot of people are catching EVPs now on answer phone machines and things like this. Do you think there'll ever come a day where perhaps there will be some sort of telephonic contact between us and an afterlife?
I truly do believe that we are closer to contacting those that have passed over than what we think. You know, I think the technology already exists now, but we just don't know how to use it properly. We don't know how to tune it in or, you know, get the frequency right, whatever it is that we've got to do. But I think that it's cropping up now. So often we're hitting on things by accident without actually realising, you know, what we're getting. So I think it's just a case of time now.
It is strange, certainly, and I mean, it was an intriguing programme. If anyone else watched that this week, Lifeline, drop me a line, let me know what you thought of it. Because I think we're being shown now more and more of these drama-type shows that are almost as if they're opening doorways to us to start thinking. And it brings me nicely into my next email, which is from Vellon, I think it is, in Italy. And Vellon says they were watching a programme in Italy, which we may have seen in England, and yes, we did, actually, called Invasion. Yeah, which included aliens coming down and living in water, in the lakes and seas and whatever. Could this be closer to the truth than we think after listening to Paolo Harris? What do you think?
I think that if they're here, it would be an ideal place to hide. I mean, really, if their ships can go through the rigours of space travel and get here in one piece, then I don't see why they can't hide underneath the pressure of our sea. Personally, I think it would probably be the safest place for them to hide. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do know what's in our own sea, so it makes perfect sense to me.
Well, you see, it's not a new thing, Nita, is it? Because we had Michael Moss on the show several months ago now, talking about some of these things like Bigfoot and various other anomalies and phenomena that are actually underground. And he made the point, he said, we keep looking up to the skies looking for UFOs when we should be looking down below our feet. And perhaps he knew something at the time that he didn't let on to with regards to underground bases.
Well, I mean, I've been looking back a lot on historical stories, I'm starting to wonder how many of those are really, you know, alien creatures just, you know, being explained in a way that the logic of the time could make sense, like merpeople. You know, if merpeople really existed, you know, they wouldn't hear them speaking as we do, obviously. And they say, you know, that mermaids have strange voices and that sort of thing. So it makes sense that, you know, actually they're aliens, you know.
Well, again, I mean, if you look at the film The Abyss, that was an alien contact underwater again, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that was a huge ship underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
And it actually gave a reason as to why they were hiding under there without making contact. And quite frankly, I'll look at us and think I'm not going to make contact as well.
Right, let's go to another email. This one's from Paul Manning. Hi, Paul, new listener to the show. He says, you may be interested in this news story, Ross. Mobile phone virus scare jumps from Pakistan to Afghanistan. Rumours last week were spread around Pakistan that a deadly virus was being sent through mobile phones and that anyone answering phone calls from certain numbers would contract a fatal illness. The rumours claim that as soon as you answer the phone, your blood comes out of your mouth, your nose, your ears, and you die. Oh, how nice. The cellular operators moved to calm down subscribers and said in a joint statement, these rumours are completely baseless. They do not make any sense in technological terms. Farah Hussain, a spokesman for Worried Telecom, so it should be Worried Telecom, shouldn't it, told Reuters that their customer service centres had been inundated with panicky subscribers inquiring about the so-called virus. However, the virus seems to have jumped borders, and the rumour is now spreading through Afghanistan, and government authorities are blaming a local Taliban for spreading the scare story. Well, why not? They blame the Taliban for everything else. I find it necessary to assure the people that the rumour spreading around the city is absolute nonsense. It's baseless, Interior Ministry spokesman Zamari Bashari told a news conference. It's the work of the enemy, said Bashari, referring to the Taliban. The Interior Ministry said it was investigating the source of the latest story. Keep up the good work. It's a great show. From Paul, Glastonbury T-shirts. Thanks, Paul. Glad to know you're listening. Glad to know you're enjoying it. Nita, what do you make of that one?
Well, we know the source of that one anyway. It's an old rumour that's gone around for a while after it was admitted that two assassinations have actually been, you know, created directly through mobile telephones. You know, they know who they've waited for. They've tagged the satellites and switched their mobile phones on. They've managed to get placement of them and got them shot by a sniper. And that's what that is. Yes, your mobile phone can kill you, but only if there's a sniper within a decent radius of you.
Again, though, I mean, when you look at that Russian that was assassinated in London using radioactivity, you've got to wonder whether or not they may devise a way where they could actually kill people by mobile phone. Because, let's face it, if technology is as advanced as we were being told in the first hour of the show tonight, and that we're actually using alien technology now in our day-to-day life, then who knows?
Well, yeah, there has to be some truth there, but then there has to be some common logic behind it as well, and more than that, common sense. And that is, there are millions and millions of phones sold a year. You know, most of them are only used for a little while, and the numbers are changed, or you get another one to, you know, like, call your piece on the side or whatever. There's no logical way that they can actually keep up with every single mobile number going. You know, I've got another SIM card and it isn't registered, but I can still use it. So how do they know who that phone belongs to? They can't. So really, unless you know, register your phone and give all your details and pay by direct debit and everything else, they've got no way of actually decently locating you.
This is true. Now, on the subject of mobile phones, again, it's been touched on in the past that mobile phones are a way that spirit can communicate with the living, and I've heard many, many tales of people who've had their mobile phone ringing, and it identifies either a withheld number or it identifies an ex-partner or a loved one's mobile number, which is no longer in use. So, what would you do, Nita, if your phone, say for instance, God forbid, you lost somebody close to you and you knew that their mobile phone had been permanently turned off, switched off, lost or whatever, but suddenly you could see their name ringing on your phone a few days after they died. I mean, how would you cope with something like that?
I'd have to answer.
Yeah, but
I'm
not
one of those freaks of nature that would have to answer.
But normally there's nobody on the other end when it happens.
I've been with my phone at the moment anyway, haven't I? I don't know if I've told you this or not.
No.
I had a really, you know, sometimes where you just feel really ill and the hackles go up on the back of your neck and you feel kind of woozy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, you know, that's when something generally not too nice is in your atmosphere. I grabbed my phone and I took a picture of myself. I took one at the time of feeling ill, one I'd probably say about a minute and a half later when I was feeling okay again, and the one that I took when I was feeling ill is degraded now into something really quite horrible. You know, it really does look awful. And you can actually, you know, I've got pictures of the degradation of this, you know, of this picture as it went on. It took about 3 weeks in total for it to degrade to a point that it's at now, and that it's just really nasty. I'll have to show you next time I see you. You wouldn't quite believe it.
No, that's very strange. I've heard of spirit paintings changing like that and changing over days or even weeks after they've been painted. And that's quite a strange phenomenon. But I remember talking to the psychic artist, Patrick Gamble, about that. And he said it's because they paint using energy rather than just paint.
Quite possibly. I mean, you know, obviously mobile phones are all electric and that's just another form of energy, so...
Well, this is another point that intrigues me, because we're talking about spirit being a form of energy, and just perhaps that energy, because they actually, well, we certainly know, Nita, when we've been on paranormal investigations, that they can drain batteries on mobile phones, so maybe they can do other things as well. We need to take another break. My guest is Nita Grant. We're going to be talking some more with her in just a moment, and still to come in hour three, Simon Gray, the founder of the AboveTopSecret.com forum.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter promo code BLU38 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Forbidden Knowledge Conference comes to Glastonbury on Saturday, July the 14th. Amongst the guests are Nick Pope, the former UK government UFO investigator known as the UK's own Fox Mulder, Paul Devereaux, TV presenter, author and expert on ley lines and earth energies, Tim Wallace Murphy, the world's leading authority on the Knights Templars, Peter Knight, author of the book 13 Moons and an expert on local ancient sites and mysteries, Anne Andrews, mother of the alien abductee known as the Indigo Child, Jason Andrews, Ralph Harvey, the UK granddaddy of witchcraft and head of the Order of Artemis, and top of the bill, Ray L, leader of the Raelian movement, who hit the headlines recently by claiming they had the world's first human cloned baby. It is extremely rare to see Ray L talking in the UK at this type of event, so this is a must not miss. Book your tickets now on 07990 797 979. That's 07990 797 979, or visit glastonburyfairs.co.uk. That's Glastonbury Fairs, spelled FAYRES.co.uk. Don't miss out, tickets are selling fast.
Glastonbury Radio, live from the heart of Glastonbury, England.
Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury? Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online. Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why? Because it's a net thing.
Glastonbury Radio.
Hello, Mr. Play Internet Radio fan. This is your host, Clyde J. Kale. Would you like to listen to some more old-time radio shows? Do you have a particular series you're interested in? Well, then visit our website, www.mystery-otr.net. Again, that's www.mystery-otr.net.
Glastonbury Radio, live from the heart of Glastonbury, England.
Welcome back to the show. We're in hour two. My guest is Nita Grant, and we're going to do a few more star signs just before we do anything else. And Nita, what's your star sign?
Sagittarius.
Right, let's have a quick look at Sag. A new job offer or a suggestion of going new ways with your work may be of great advantage to your future, especially if it involves training or you teaching others. Take knowledge seriously and you will make progress. Any legal matters will work out fine. Later in the month, there'll be some disagreement with a partner or a friend. Looks like a right argument could blow up from out of nowhere. Maybe a family member has put a spanner in the wheel. Try to take a deep breath and step back from the situation. Allow people to calm down and then talk about it again from a more sensible angle. Does that sound like something you could appreciate there?
Well, obviously, I mean, at the moment, being at uni and that, training is very much in progress. We've only got a few weeks left.
There you go. How's that going?
It's actually going really, really well. I've got my final exam on, I think it's May the 23rd, it is, and, yeah, that's it.
Brilliant. Well, let's just get back to paranormal for a moment. Now, you and I have done a lot of paranormal investigations together over the years, with you being a part of the Phantom or Fraud Project. What would you say was your favourite paranormal investigation and why?
Oh, that's so hard. I love Barnes Hospital because it's scared the bejesus out of me.
It was an unusual place, wasn't it? For anyone that's not been there, Barnes Hospital is an old abandoned hospital, boarded up just on the outskirts of Cheadle, in just outside of Manchester, in fact. And it was the most amazing place. There were a lot of things that went off. But one of the funniest, perhaps, was Nietzsche had threatened to shave off my eyebrows on that particular investigation. And I'd set up EMF meters all around myself, some CCTV cameras. I'd put an EMF meter by the door and a motion detector just to make sure she didn't come into my room when I slept. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
All that ghost hunting equipment, and it was all there to catch Nietzsche Grant. Unbelievable, isn't it?
I am a bit of a prankster, I can't help it.
You are indeed. Right, let me just very quickly tell you about the Glastonbury Fair on the 26th and 27th of May. It's a long weekend with the Kangaroo Kylie Band playing as well. And we've got free talks, lectures, demonstrations and workshops. And on the 26th, we've got 12 noon, Beginner's Dowsing Workshop with Brian J.C. Courtney. 1 o'clock, Biodanza Workshops with the Celtic Oracle, Karen Woodley. 2 o'clock, Connecting with Sacred Sites and Landscapes from Peter Knight, who you may have heard earlier on the station this evening, talking to Jeff Ward from Mysterious West. A Twist in the Coyote's Tail by Celia Gunn. Cannabis, the Tree of Life from Free Rob Cannabis. 5 o'clock, the Crystal Skulls Workshop with White Elk Woman, who's actually staying here as our guest at the station over that weekend. And at 6 o'clock, Skota, Egyptian Queen of the Scots by Ralph Ellis. And that's someone I definitely want to get on the programme. And we'll be telling you a little about who's on the Sunday down there a little later on in the show. So stay tuned for that. Amazing stuff. Now, have you ever come across Ralph Ellis in your work, Nita?
No, of course I have.
Written some incredible books, and some of the stuff he's working on at the moment, fascinating. If you get a chance, do read it. Amazing stuff. Now, I just want to move on again, because we're sort of jumping through. I'm quite aware that time's shooting by on us, and we've only got an hour. Now, when you started out doing paranormal research, what brought you into it? Because a lot of people start through for other reasons. They don't actually go in it for ghost hunting. They go because they're intrigued by it from something that's happened to them personally. What took you into the world of paranormal research?
Different things. I saw a couple of things as a child that my parents completely brushed off. I think they were just frightened of me not being... Well, I think they knew what it was, but, you know, no one wants an unusual child, shall we say. So, you know, I think that love was always kind of there with me. And I always believed there was something more. So I took very much the attitude of, well, when I see it, I'll believe it, or not, as the case may be. And I think that's really what started me off down this path, was just that, the wanting to really know if there is something else.
Mm. Well, I think with me, you know, I remember Graham Matthews walking into my office when I was running Galaxy Television and telling me that he wanted me to go out on a paranormal investigation and eventually make a TV series about paranormal, which, of course, we ended up doing with Ghost Detectives. But when he first walked into the office and said, I was very much of the opinion, well, ghosts don't exist, it's all been done. what a turnaround over the last few years when you think about my career.
You were such a sceptic.
Totally, totally.
You really were, though. I often thought of you as a... one of the last of the diehards.
Yes, but unfortunately the scepticism went, didn't it? Well, fortunately perhaps, but I mean, my book, which comes out now on, I think it's July the 1st, is going to tell the story of the sort of roller coaster ride from skeptic to believer. And it's quite amazing, because I was sitting here doing a program with some researchers today for broadcast next week on the station, and we were talking about the Knights Templars, and a fascinating story came up, Nietzsche, and I want to sort of throw this at you to see what you think. The graves of King Arthur and Guinevere are supposed to be in the grounds of Glastonbury Abbey here in Glastonbury. It's been put to me today that maybe they're not the graves of King Arthur at all. Maybe they're the graves of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, because they came here with Joseph of Arimathea after the crucifixion. What do you make of that?
I don't believe it. To be honest, I don't believe it. I don't think those graves that are in the church are either King Arthur and Guinevere or those of Jesus. I think that when it comes to people like these of such importance, you'll never find their graves. I think it's designed, engineered, for whatever way, for whatever purpose, so that, you know, we always have that question of doubt.
But let me put something to you, Nita, because we know from paranormal investigations that we come across monks whenever there's a protection to be done, whenever anything's to be protected, there's always a monk guarding it for some reason. And we've come to know this through paranormal circles, that monks guard things. Now, it was monks, apparently, that moved King Arthur and Guinevere, or what was said to be King Arthur and Guinevere, from the site where Glastonbury Abbey now stands. And there was a lot of hoo-ha about, oh, it was all myth and legend. Now, we know that it's been carbon-dated, that grave, and we know now that it goes back to around the right time for King Arthur, of the 6th century, something that was poo-pooed a couple of years ago that's now been turned around. But the monks would not have wanted to get out if they found the body of Jesus, because that would destroy religion completely. So is it not possible the monks may have, in fact, made up the story that it was King Arthur's grave purely to cover up who was really laid there?
Yeah, but you're talking about 6th century there, that's an awfully long time for, you know, things to have been forgotten and stories to have been made up and, you know, without anyone there around to actually correct it, you just never know.
Mm.
And it comes down to the same question again, you know, Jesus never left his body here, he never apparently had any children, so we've got absolutely no DNA compatible proof as to who Jesus is. You know, so if we found him, how would we know it's him anyway?
This is true. We need to take another break. What do you, the listeners, think? Let me know. studio@glastonburyradio.net. Get your emails coming in to me now. Any questions for me or for Nita? studio@glastonburyradio.net. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk.
So then, what programme do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal programme.
Hello.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide to personal development, natural therapies, and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast, and the Midlands, with articles and columns by many well-known people, including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force, and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centres, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale, or tanning and therapy centres with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See the connections.co.uk or phone 01747 823 424.
Now that's weird.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
From the esoteric capital of the world, this is Glastonbury Radio.
Welcome back. We're in hour two. Still to come, Simon Gray, the head of the AboveTopSecret.com forum, telling us about some of the biggest conspiracy theories in the world and some of his favourite stories he's seen on that website. Some of the greatest things in the world break on that website, like the World Trade Center dispute and whether or not there was a conspiracy surrounding that, whether man landed on the moon, all of these things that you can read about in AboveTopSecret.com. We'll be talking to Simon about some of those in the third hour of the programme. With me now is Nita Grant. We're talking about a number of different things, including the paranormal, whether Jesus came to England and whether he was buried in Glastonbury. After all, it is a place of pilgrimage. People come from all over the world. So why do they come here? What is it that draws them? What is the strange energy? Let me know. studio@glastonburyradio.net. Got an email from Graham Robinson. We were talking about the Spirit Fair on the 26th and 27th of May earlier. And he says, hello, Nita. How are you? And are you coming down to the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair this May? We're having a Kaylee in the evening with the Kangaroo Kylie Band and DJ Naughty Gnome. Sounds very interesting, doesn't it? Ross said there was more to you than what you hear and what you see. Is that true? Love, Graham.
Now, you see, I'm going to confess to this on air, but Graham was taking the mickey out of me for being an Essex girl.
Oh, well, I can't blame him, to be honest. I mean, Essex girls, they're not normally called Nita, they're normally Sarah or Tracy.
Yes, yes, Essex boy, be quiet.
I'm a Kent boy, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well...
Other side of the Thames.
No.
Now, Graham, I haven't forgotten to plug your event, mate. Don't worry. We've done Saturday. We're going to do Sunday in a little while, so we will get round to it, I promise. And don't forget, I'm down in Penzance tomorrow at another Mystic Fair. I'm going to be talking between 2 and 3 at St. John's Hall in Penzance. So do get down there if you can. It's Karen Kay's fair, mysticfair.co.uk. I'll be there from 2 till 3 tomorrow. Now, Nita, let's just get back to this debate about Glastonbury for a moment, because this sort of intrigues me. I suppose I feel that something has brought me to Glastonbury. It's made me realise that there's something in this area that I need to experiment and understand. Now, you know that most of my research of late has been connected to the Knights Templars. Now, is it possible that the Templars grew very rich in France, not because of treasures they found at Solomon's Temple, which had never been proven to exist, but maybe they were actually blackmailing the church or had some hold on the church, and this is why the Pope and King Philip the Fair, or unfair as a lot of people think, persecuted them and jailed and killed them?
Well, as much as I'm sure a lot of people have got this rather romantic notion of the Knights Templars, you know, there were some pretty nasty Knights Templars as well. And as much as they did protect the honest traveller making a pilgrimage, the not-so-honest ones did rob and murder them. And it really only becomes a matter of time before anyone in power is going to have enough of that. And when you get enough power and money, you then start to become a threat to whoever's in charge, and it's got to be dealt with. It's the way it always has been, no matter if you call them, you know, Knights Templars or like the original police in London, you know, it always goes in the same cycle. It just seems to repeat itself, just with different faces and different names.
Mm, interesting stuff. Well, if we've got a Knights Templar expert coming on the show very soon. Dr. Karen Rowles will be joining us, who's written a lot of books on the Knights Templars. She's going to be talking to us on the show very soon, and it'll be interesting to discuss that with her. Now, let's quickly get into some emails before we go to the next break. First one here is from Alan in Birmingham. He says, good evening, Nita. Interesting talking to you. From what you've said about the paranormal so far, what other things have you dabbled in? I like the word dabbled, actually, Nita.
I've gone through most. My longest time was probably spent with the UFOs, with the aliens, although I must only be like a year or two off now, the same with ghost hunting, to be honest. I've also looked into witchcraft and stuff like that. I've gone through pretty much all areas of the paranormal.
And I've got to tell you, Alan, I've known Nita for some years now, and she really does know her stuff when it comes to things like alien abductions. She's done a lot of work on that, a lot of research, and we actually call her the Oracle, because she's a little oracle of knowledge. So there you go, that tells you that. Now, there's a few more emails I want to get in. We've got to take one more break before the end of the hour, Nita, so bear with us. We'll be back talking some more with my guest, Nita Grant, in just a moment. Still to come, Simon Gray, the founder of the AboveTopSecret.com forum.
Get ready to be spooked. It's Ross Hemsworth talking paranormal on Now That's Weird.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
So then, what programme do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal programme.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is has a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information. Behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide to personal development, natural therapies, and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast, and the Midlands, with articles and columns by many well-known people, including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force, and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centres, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale, or tanning and therapy centres with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See theconnections.co.uk or phone 01747 823 424.
Now that's weird.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird. From the Tor to the Chalice Well, from the Abbey to the Georgian Pilgrim, this is Glastonbury Radio.
You know, I think I played ad break 3 instead of ad break 4 there, so if you heard the same set of ads one after the other, I do apologise. It's that time of the night on the cider that does it, you know. Friday evening here with me, Ross Hemsworth. We're in hour 2 of Now That's Weird. We're talking to Nita Grant, and if you want to ask any questions of Nita, you've got a few minutes left, studio@glastonburyradio.net. And just to quickly update you on the second day of the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair on the 27th of May, 11 o'clock, Beginner's Dowsing Workshop with Brian J.C. Courtney, 12 noon, Enlightenment and Shadows by Saviter and Eusis Ashaya. 1 o'clock, Angels for Life by Issa Treya. 2 p.m, Alien Photographs from Around the World by Malcolm Robinson. My old mate Malcolm, very good he is, always good value. The Serpent and the Spiral by Jeff Ward. He's a columnist for the Western Daily Press, does a page called Mysterious West. He also does a programme here, and he's got a fantastic book out called Spirals. Do check it out. It's a great, great book. He sent me a copy down as well, and it makes great reading, and he's a real expert in these things. 4 p.m, The Tombs of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba by Ralph Ellis. 5 p.m, Life is a Jigsaw, Learn the Energy Footprint via the Master Horses by Virginia Della Pole. And 6 p.m, Jumping the Broomstick with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones. That's a great one. Jumping the Broomstick because they're witches. They run the witchcraft shop in Glastonbury. And there's another subject we could talk about, Nita.
There is. I can't wait to go to that shop.
It's quite amazing, actually, because Trevor and Liz do a great show called The Witching Hour, which has just become The Witching 2 Hours, in fact. They give us 2 hours a week on it now. And I landed Trevor with a really nice job the other day, because he presents one of the Glastonbury Today shows during the week. And he's actually going to be presenting a Christian show from Wells Cathedral live on the 17th of May here on the station.
Nice.
That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good. But, yeah, it's an amazing shop, the Witchcraft Shop. And check out their website, witchcraftshop.co.uk. It's a wonderful site, and they've got some amazing stuff on there. Now, Nita, a couple more emails to get in before the end of the hour, so let's get to them. First one comes in from Sarah in Yorkshire. And she said, Nita, can I just ask you, what's the scariest thing you've ever encountered on paranormal investigations?
Probably the physical violence that you get from the other side. You don't ever really expect it. You always sort of brought up believing that, you know, they can't hurt you. and then they beat the 10 bells out of you, and you know, that's the scariest thing, that you come away with cuts and bruises, and I've had my eyes gouged out. Remember that one? That was fun. So, yeah, I think it's that. It's the physical violence.
Yeah, and people always say, I mean, I've always said that I've never been physically attacked by an entity, so I've always had my doubts about that. But I know we've had various things happen. I mean, I remember Penny once talking about a poltergeist in Scotland that we'd been up to visit in Edinburgh to find out, and while she was talking about it or writing something on the internet, she suddenly got a scratch appeared on her back. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's, you know, very typical example of it, you know.
Mm.
These things can and do hurt you if they are so motivated.
Indeed. Okay, you've got another email here. This one's from Jez in New Jersey in America, regular listener. Good evening, Jez. Glad you're enjoying the program. He said, interesting listening to your guest there. What is her opinion of alien abductions? Are they real or are they a load of old rubbish?
I think a lot of them are a call for attention, or, you know, they're along that lines. They're people with damaged psyches that either need attention or feel they need fame or something like that to make their lives better. But there are a very small percentage, and they're easy enough to tell apart, of genuine cases that really are something special. And in those cases, yeah, I do think it is aliens.
Mm. And I know you remember talking once before on the show that there are actually brainwave changes, aren't there, with people that appear to be close to or good evidence of alien abductions?
Yeah, specifically in the alpha wave section, you know, it's not a set of waves that you use in a conscious state. And these genuine abductees, when they come back, they're transmitting all the time on alpha waves, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be able to survive, you know, yet alone be able to do it. And yet they are, with no seeming damage.
Incredible. Nita, thank you very much for standing in at short notice for Elizabeth, who's not been well this evening. We send her out our love and hope she'll be fine next week. Yeah, we all miss her, and she's one of the most popular guests on Now That's Weird, so I know that everybody out there will be sending their love for a quick recovery for Elizabeth this evening. Nita, thank you for joining us on the programme. I guess you'll be on MSN with us after your hour, listening to hour three, and we will speak very, very soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Ross.
Cheers, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Nita Grant there, and I'm sure she'll be back with us real soon. And don't forget, I'm going to be in Penzance tomorrow at St John's Hall at the Mystic Fair. You can find the website mysticfair.co.uk. Do check that out. I'll be doing my talk down there from 2 till 3 p.m. on What is a Ghost? And it might just open your mind a little. So if you're in the Cornwall area tomorrow, do drop in and see us. Penzance, I'll be there from 2 till 3. And probably hanging around for most of the day down there. So do check that out. The website again, mysticfair.co.uk. Don't forget, coming up in hour three, Simon Gray, who's the founder of the AboveTopSecret.com forum. It's going to be great. It's going to be interesting. Do not miss it. Make sure you've boiled your tea or poured yourself a beer and you're sitting back down within the next 5 minutes. We'll be back for hour three, but Now That's Weird.